equities, or certainly for me, have helped me deal with low-paid work a lot. So, for example, I took on a tour last summer, and I mean, we worked out actually the amount of hours we'd done in relation to the contracted pay was less than minimum wage, for example, which was not acceptable. Luckily, everyone in my cast, we were a cast of 8 people, including me. Everyone was already a union member, which was great. I didn't have to do any recruitment, which already shows that, and all of them are young members as well. So it already showed to me that as a whole, equity must be doing something right, because normally there's 1 or 2 people in every cast, in every workplace probably, that won't be a union member, and you try and persuade them because the others are. But everyone was a union member, and everyone straight away said, this is not acceptable, which was really, really positive. And because I've done now a lot of work with equity, and I've been on the Young Members Committee, and I'm now the Young Members Councillor, I naturally had those immediate links to the right members of staff. So we got in contact with Charlotte at Equity, who is the low pay, no pay officer, who I know very, very well through young members involvement. And also we got to know the regional organiser, because the company is based up in Lincolnshire. So there's a regional organiser for that area as well. And we all liaised together, and we managed to get some more money out of the theatre company, which was important in itself. And we've obviously pushed the agenda forward, because both Charlotte and our regional organiser, before all this COVID stuff kicked off, they'd pretty much negotiated a deal to get this theatre company on the Equity Fringe Agreement, which ensures everyone is paid minimum wage. It ensures that they're paid weekly, which wasn't happening as well. Sometimes we'd get a trickle of money, then we get a bit more, and it was all a bit sort of, it was impossible to plan anything. So that was quite exciting to hear that, because I think, I mean, now obviously no theatre is running at all, but had none of this COVID stuff happened, then that theatre company summer season that would have taken place this summer, everyone on that season would have been on equity contracts, which would have given them so much more peace of mind. So it was, but like I said, it was really refreshing to find, without any kind of recruitment at all, that maybe all the work that myself and fellow activists have been doing over the past 8 years, it must be getting through, because to suddenly be in a cast last year, and like I said, everyone was already an EPSI member, and there was literally no one who was, there was no one that needed persuading that it was perhaps the right thing to do to be a member of the union. Everyone was like immediately saying, yep, we're already happily members, and yes, this working practice is wrong, let's collectively do something about it. And it was really refreshing, really, really nice.